From Guernsey Farms Dairy in Northville, it's the Christmas on Us edition of JR Afternoon with Ryan Ermani and Jamie Edmonds on 760 WJR, celebrating our Michigan military. This special is sponsored in part by Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning and Insulation, Basements Plus, and Chet's Cleaning. Now here are Ryan and Jamie.
Hey, let's go on a Friday, December 12th, 2025. Ryan Ermani, Jamie Edmonds, JR Afternoon. How's everybody doing? We are live from Guernsey Farms Dairy for our annual Christmas on Us for Michigan Military Honoree Reception. This is our small way to honor the dedication and sacrifice of some of Michigan's active military veterans and their families. Their families, such a big part of their service. And we want to thank our active military and veterans for their service, for keeping us safe and protecting our liberty and freedom. For the past month, we have asked you, our audience, to nominate deserving families. Today, we are highlighting just a special few of those with WJR's Christmas on Us. More on that momentarily, more on Guernsey Farms. But first and foremost, Jamie Edmonds, good afternoon to you, my friend.
Hi, old friend. How are you?
Good. I'm surprised it's not nap time for you. We'll work in the morning.
Surprise, it is nap time. But I'm foregoing the nap for you and for the military families. I love military families, and I can't wait to do this.
Well, it is such a pleasure to work with you. You and I used to joke, 15, 20 years ago, however long it's been now, that one day we'd maybe be working together. And look at what we're doing today. It's pretty awesome.
It's pretty fun.
It is. How's everything going in the morning?
Things are great.
It's funny because when you work at the same station as somebody, you would think like our paths cross
a lot.
We're
two ships in the night.
Right? Yeah. I never see Jamie at WJR, where our paths go and everything like that. But first and foremost, before we get started on today, I want to acknowledge how great of a job, what a great experience the Mitch Albom Radiothon was yesterday. Just to be there at Somerset Mall, to see all the people, to see all of the work. Ray Templin, Dave Rieger, our engineer team at 760 WJR, the work that they do for that, the work that the Mitch Albom Show puts into that is something that I've never seen before. I have covered that event before for Fox 2, but I've never seen it live and up close like the work that went into it. It was an unbelievable day.
It was unbelievable. We were there in the morning, and Mitch started off by saying, what other radio station would give up 15 hours of programming and all of that money that includes advertising for something like this? And so he was so grateful for WJR for that opportunity, and then became the cavalcade of famous people coming through.
No doubt. And $2.49 million was raised.
And $40.02,
which the 2 cents was such a great donation, part of the donation, because I believe the gentleman that donated the 2 cents, I think it was like $10,000 and 2 cents or something like that. But he added the 2 cents because it's always a round number at those telethons. And just an incredible day. That money stays right there in Detroit. And, of course, Mitch announced yesterday as well that they were going to they have acquired the St. Cecilia gym and campus and are going to repurpose that for thousands of families to enjoy on the west side of Detroit. Just an
Duplicate
incredible job.
What's happening at Lipke Park and do it again, and I love that.
Just an incredible job by Mitch Albom and his entire show there. So much participation. I do want to get caught up on some news now, and you heard at the Fox News top of the hour, Sharon Moore was at 14A District Court in Washtenaw County. He was arraigned on criminal charges. There were three charges.
I got it.
You got it? Go ahead, Jamie.
Home invasion in the third degree, stalking, breaking and entering, or entering without breaking. So three charges, and I was listening to some analysis. That is the lowest level of a felony, the home invasion in the third degree, because it didn't seem like he assaulted her or took the knife toward her. It was toward himself.
Certainly not by the eyes of the law, because that was not a charge. And again, what the prosecutor said in Washtenaw County today in the courtroom was that the victim, they will not name her in court, broke up with Sharon Moore on Monday. He then pursued with a alleged stalking of her. She then went to the athletic department, and once she shared her side of the story with Ward Manuel in the athletic department, the decision was made to fire Ward Manuel, or excuse me, to fire
Ward Manuel.
Right,
still in his
position. Job for now, by the way. And then Sharon Moore left that office, barged in this victim's house into her apartment, went straight for the kitchen drawer, grabbed butter knives.
And
but
scissors.
And scissors. The butter knife situation, a lot of people are making fun of the butter knife situation. You do a lot of damage with that. That's neither here nor there.
Right.
And said, I'm going to kill myself and make you watch you ruin my life. That was a direct quote.
You know what I said driving in the car? No, you ruined your life.
Right. That's
you made those
exactly
decisions.
Correct. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, I mean, you're in this position,
yep.
and you did something that was morally incorrect for your family and for your wife. Then it became criminal.
Right.
For no reason.
And who knew what, when is one of the questions that I have for everybody in Ann Arbor. This was the worst-kept secret in Ann Arbor, and the mental health component now, to me, becomes the biggest part of Sharon Moore's case, because so many people were like, hey, you might want to go a different route, maybe put him on administrative leave, do an investigation, and maybe you could have protected him a little bit more in terms of the university instead of having a mental health crisis play out before you. That's
sure, and I think that could be a case down the road, but to me, the mental health aspect of Sharon Moore is not the biggest part of this. This is what he did, and
right.
What the university may or may not have allowed.
No doubt. But, again, it's not a crime to commit adultery.
No.
The crime is the mental instability of Sharon Moore, I think, was known for a long time.
That is what John U. Bacon is reporting.
And what you did not do as a university to get him the proper help, I think, is a failure by the Michigan Athletic Department and by the university as a whole. I've always said Sharon Moore should have never been the Michigan head coach. He should have never gotten that job. I understand why he got it, but he was completely overmatched for that job. And I heard 3 weeks ago that it was going to get bad. Mm-hmm. And but here we sit. We'll see where it goes from now. He's going to be on a tether. Next court appearance is January 22nd.
Yeah. It was unbelievable to me to hear him say his name. I'm used to interviewing him.
Right.
And for him to say that his name in court was crazy.
Yeah, it was. So we wanted to get that piece of news out because that is essentially maybe outside of an oil tanker in Venezuela. It's the biggest story in the country.
It's everywhere.
Right now.
It's everywhere. It's not just, you know, Barstool and what have you.
Right.
It's Fox News leading.
No doubt about it. And there were national media in the courtroom today and so much talk about this and where the program was. So many parallel stories as it relates to Sharon Moore and the University of Michigan. And that is the latest as we have it. By the way, once Sharon Moore was detained, this was a new piece of information, I think, that came out in the courtroom. Once Sharon Moore was detained by police, he was transferred to St. Joe's Mercy Health in the mental health department for an evaluation. It was determined at that point that his mental faculties were all there and he was clear. So they turned him back over to the law enforcement agencies where he sat in jail until today. And I believe we'll see whether or not he gets out of jail today, a $25,000 cash bond. So we'll see what happens next.
We shall. I mean, his attorney was saying, like, don't make the bond over his bank account. Make it over what these charges are. He's a first-time offender. Mm-hmm. And so I believe the judge did that.
Yeah, absolutely. But nonetheless, $25,000 is probably a drop in the bucket to Sharon Moore. But he'll make that restitution today and move forward. We are going to move forward, and we're going to have some fun. And we're going to honor our military service members at our honorary reception today. It is Christmas on us for WJR. We are going to introduce you to some families today. We are going to honor them. We will introduce you to the Cole family next. We cannot wait to introduce you to the Cole family. It's Christmas on us, a celebration here at Guernsey Farms in Novi. We'll be right back. 760 WJR. This is one of the best episodes of the year. There's no doubt about it because we get to honor our military families. And that's what we're doing here. We're just simply saying thank you. For the past month, we've asked you, our audience, to nominate deserving families. And today we're going to highlight just a special few with WJR's Christmas on Us. And our first family that we are joined by, first of all, Jamie Edmonds. And I know this is radio, so I don't know if there's a visual
about it.
Jamie Edmonds took the baby. She just said, I see a baby. And I'd like to hold the baby.
And I am currently holding 8-month-old Lydia, and it's the best.
We did get permission from mom.
Yeah,
though,
yeah. So. We didn't steal her.
Right, we did not steal
her. Borrowing her.
We did get permission. I want to welcome the Cole family of Britton, Michigan, including Michaela Cole and infant daughter Lydia. Husband Sergeant Clayton Cole is serving our country overseas right now. And we thank him for his service, and we thank the families for their service as well, because so many times, you know, we think of the person wearing the uniform as the sole person who is serving our country, but the families do as well. And Michaela, thank you so much for being here today.
Yes, thank you for having us.
And you are joined by a great family friend, Tyler Huffman.
Yes.
Tyler, you are here as well. First of all, Michaela, to have the support of friends and family, what does that mean to you here today?
Yeah, we're super grateful. Tyler, you know, he's always been a huge part of Clayton's life, so we're just super blessed to have both him and Ashley in our lives, and super grateful that they nominated us. This is amazing.
And that's a great thing, too. So, Tyler, you heard about our what we were doing here, and you nominated the Cole family, and you nominated your friend Sergeant Clayton Cole.
Correct. Yeah. So every morning, you know, driving into work, you know, my dad listens to your guys' station. He just, you know, came in one morning. He's like, "Hey, I heard this on the radio. You need to go out there and nominate them. You know, reach out and see what can happen." And it's like, all right, you know, let's see what happens. Filled up the little form and send it on its way. And like next thing you know, I got a phone call, and I'm like, all right, let's try to keep this anonymous as best we can. And then,
here you are.
5 minutes later, she calls me. Like, what'd you do that for? Like, because I love you guys. So.
Can I just read what you wrote?
Absolutely.
Clayton Cole has always been a person who puts his family and friends before himself. He works hard to provide for himself as well as his family. Jeez. I'm getting emotional now. In April, they welcomed their first baby girl, who is the center of their whole world. Unfortunately, Clay is currently deployed and will be missing their first Christmas together as a family, as well as Lydia's first birthday. His absence, get a fan, Michaela, here. His absence has been a struggle for the new family, but Clay and Michaela are determined to push through any obstacles in their path through their life together. And it goes on from there. But Michaela, I mean, your eyes have water in them. So do mine. What does this mean to you?
Yeah, this is super meaningful. So, yeah, and I wasn't planning to get emotional today.
I wasn't either. Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, this has been amazing. It just feels great to be honored. I normally am not one that likes the attention, so when he nominated, I was like, really, why'd you do that? But no, I'm super grateful, and this is a great opportunity for us. Yeah.
Look, I know your husband is going to be away for Christmas and for Lydia's first birthday here, but is there some support in that people here in this community care about what he's doing for us and your family as a whole?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we have a ton of support, obviously. You know, I brought everyone with me today. A lot of family support, a lot of work support, so it's really great.
What do you think he would say right now if he was like watching this? Or
he does know. He forgot. So the time zone, he's about 8 hours ahead of us. So he's a little, he's like, oh, I totally forgot. But we have him on FaceTime.
Oh, my gosh.
Hi.
Sergeant
Cole. Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service. Oh, my gosh. I wish we could put you on speakerphone. I don't know. I don't know how to. Goodness!
I have no idea how to do any of that.
Look at Jamie. Jamie will give the baby back, Sergeant Cole.
Sergeant Cole, can you say hello?
Hey there.
Okay, so we can hear you. Yeah. What do you think of all this? By the way, I'm holding your daughter, and she's wonderful.
I saw that. No, she's goofy. When Michaela first told me and she showed me the voicemail, I was like, you know what? It has to be Tyler. That's the first thing in my mind. So.
And Sergeant Cole, I want to ask you, we always say so much about You know, the person that's wearing the uniform is serving the country, but the family serves as well. And I just want to ask you what it means to share this service with your family and with your friends and everybody here in Metro Detroit who is rooting for you and just cannot thank you enough for your service to this country.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way I can do it. The family and we have is unreal. I know, you know, we have struggles out here, but what Michaela and Lydia are going through, it's something that I couldn't even imagine. Michaela's been my rock 3 years now, and without her, you know, I don't know if I'd be doing it. I would not.
Well, it's just it's so incredible. I mean, there's I can see you're starting to get emotional right now myself, and we cannot wait for your safe return. Let me just share with you what is going to happen today. Your family is going to receive a gift package that includes a pair of sterling silver and peridot earrings, courtesy of Ahe Jewelers. Toys for their children. Toys for
Lydia.
Courtesy of Warren Consolidated Schools. Tickets with there's a table over there of a million toys over there. Tickets to the Magic of Lights drive-through holiday display at Pine Knob, and a total of $1,450 in spending money, courtesy of our generous Christmas on Us sponsors. We want to just give that to you and honor you with that, and just hope that that brings you a little bit of joy this holiday season, because your first one with Lydia is special.
Yeah.
And you will remember this one for a long time.
Yes. Thank you guys so much.
And this isn't everything. We can't cover everything, but hopefully this is something for yes. the magic of the Christmas season, the first with your daughter. And for you, just tell me how you feel having us do this for your family so they'll have a little bit more magic.
I mean, words can't even, there's no words that I can even say. It's unreal. I can't thank you guys and the sponsors enough, and of course Tyler for nominating us our first full Christmas, and of course I'm somewhere else, so yeah, it's tough, but yeah, I can't thank everyone enough. The support is more than anyone realizes.
Well, we can't thank you enough for what you do. So this is just a small token.
No doubt. And Sergeant Cole, you got to make a promise to me that two promises. Number one, you get home safe. And when you do come home, you got to come in studio with us and hang out for a little bit. All right. He says, absolutely. I didn't want to give him do the FaceTime again, because as I was holding the phone to the microphone, he was looking directly up my nose on FaceTime.
I didn't think that. Sorry.
I wanted to spare you that detail, Sergeant Cole. Thanks so much for your service, sir. Michaela, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Tyler, you're the man. You made a huge difference today.
Man, a few words,
yeah.
Tyler.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just blown away. And I'm just glad they were selected.
I think baby Lydia stole the show over here. Thanks to all the family, and we can't thank you enough. And hopefully you get some chocolate milk, award-winning chocolate milk here today, by the way.
That's kind of all I've been thinking about this whole time.
And a lot of the eggnog, too. We want to thank our friends at Guernsey Farms for having us here as well. We are going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by the White family of Warren. We'll introduce you to them. And we're going to grab some Kleenex. So sit tight. We're coming right back on JR Afternoon 760 WJR. And we're excited to be here live, Christmas on Us, for Michigan Military Honoree Reception at Guernsey Farms Dairy. By the way, I did have a little bit of this.
Mackinac Island lemonade.
Are you kidding me, Jamie?
It's pretty good.
And I do, if you're just joining us, do not look at your clock, or you can look at your clock, but don't be afraid. It is Jamie Edmonds with me here on JR Afternoon. Jamie, of course, part of the JR Morning Show. And you're kind enough to hang in with me today in the afternoon.
No problem, because you're my old friend. And also, it's military families. I am in.
You are in, no doubt about it. We're going to meet another military family right now. We are talking to the White family of Warren, Michigan, including U.S. Army National Guard Chief Warrant Officer 2, Demetrius White, his wife, Ashley, and twin daughters, Maeve and Margot. Welcome so much. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. And welcome here to Guernsey Farms. How are you guys today?
Good, good. Merry Christmas to you guys as well. I appreciate all of this.
So, Chief White, thank you so much for your service to this country. Just having an opportunity to speak with you off air was incredible, and we're going to introduce you on the air now. You were nominated by a family friend, Anne French, and I'm just going to what Miss French wrote about you.
No, we don't on this one.
Not on this one, but nonetheless, what does it mean that Anne nominated you and your family?
It means so much to us. Anne is someone that I've known for a really long time. She's been a family friend. Like, she's known me since I was little. And it was so sweet of her to just think of us. And actually, I think it was her mom that had the idea, because she had heard the Christmas on Us broadcast. So her mom suggested it, and then Anne followed through on it. So thank you so much, Anne. I think she's listening right now. And it means so much to us as a family.
Anne, you're a great person. Demetrius, you have been deployed to the Middle East. You're preparing for another departure in the coming years. Tell us in our audience what you do and what you've done over the course of the last decade plus.
Yeah, sure. So I joined, back in 2013, straight out of high school. I will say shout out the cast. That's where I went to high school.
Go Technicians.
Yeah. We'll get Catholic Central next year.
Yeah.
But, so
what happened to that?
We'll get into all of that. Yep, joined straight out of high school. I've been serving, for about 12, going on 13 years now. Currently, I serve as an electronic missile system repair specialist, so I'm the subject matter expert when it comes to the diagnostic and repair of multiple artillery rocket systems and then a couple of different radar systems, so hydraulic, electrical, mechanical troubleshooting. Then also, I serve as an advisor to, different various levels of command. And then also an expert when it comes to training younger soldiers underneath me when, they're looking to have some advanced level troubleshooting or there's just an issue they can't figure out, That's usually when you get the, hey, chief,
need your help. So, Jamie, you got all that?
Sorry. When you were listing all that off,
I
was thinking, thank goodness there are people that know how to do these things. And my question for you is, it can't be easy to leave your family, these two beautiful two-year-old twin daughters, your beautiful wife, everyone in your family. Why do you do it for us?
Interesting question, right? So when I first joined the Guard, I was like, I'm just going to join to pay for school, and now I'm going to get out. And over time, you serve with people. And then you find yourself doing it for the people you serve with. Well, then you fast forward more, and then you get family. And then the reason why you serve changes, I'm so grateful to have Ashley, because when I'm away, it's a huge burden on her. And I get we have family and friends that help out a lot. But nevertheless, like, there are nights where they're going to go to sleep and they're like, where's Daddy? And she has to explain to them, Daddy's not here, So now, to answer your question, I serve for my family. There are benefits associated with my service, but also somebody has to do it. And I think it's incumbent upon, individuals to be able to sacrifice for the welfare of others. And that's just a role I kind of find myself in. So
it takes a special person to do what you do and not only serve for your family, but for other families out there as well. And Ashley, just when you're hearing your husband speak and when you're hearing him talk about what he understands you to go through when he's not here, when he's deployed, what does that mean to you? And what does it mean to you, the support that you have? Because if there's one thing that I've recognized just in talking to military families, the level of commitment from family and friends and the support, it is a total community that help you along. Can you speak to that?
Yes, I've definitely learned that community is really important. That was something that I was told when I had the girls. Like, if people offer you help, assume they mean it and take the help.
Yeah.
And so just accepting the help from – we're really lucky, like we were talking about before this, to have a lot of family in the area.
Mama.
And so, like, shout out. Hi, Maeve.
I think she wants some more french fries.
Yes, thank you, Jamie.
You're welcome. French fries. I have a three-year-old. I know how this works. Fries.
Shout out to Grandma and Papa who are sitting right over there. Like, they'll take us up there. We'll go play up there a lot when Daddy's out of town just for things to do. And shout out to my sister Allison who will come over and spend the night with them or have the girls up for sleepovers. Shout out to Auntie Virginia, my sister-in-law, who also watches the girls a lot when he's out of town. So, like, we're so lucky to be surrounded by so much good family and friends in the area. And I wanted to add something. All the stuff that he talks about knowing how to do with rockets, which I don't even fully understand it. Not only all that, he also is, like, mainly the cook in our house. He's a good cook. He does the girls' hair. And the girls are, like, obsessed with him. Like, he's a really good girl dad. So I just wanted to say, not only does he know how to fix rockets, he also knows how to do, like, cooking and doing little girls' hair. So shout out to my husband
Unbelievable.
Also.
Unbelievable.
Wonderful. Should we read what they get?
Yeah, please.
All right. They will receive a gift package including a pair of sterling silver and blue topaz earrings courtesy of Ahe Jewelers, toys for the kids courtesy of Warren Consolidated Schools, tickets to the Magic of Lights drive-through holiday display at Pine Knob, and a total of $1,450 in spending money courtesy of our generous Christmas on Us sponsors. So it's not everything, but it's something this Christmas season. We hope you enjoy.
That's so, yes, thank you so that's much. That's so generous.
This is so amazing. Like, you know, I was telling Ash, you know, she asked me, hey, Ann's mom, you know, wanted to recommend us for this. And I'm like, sure, okay. I never get selected for anything. Never win anything. Or, you know, so just, you know, again, thank you to the community. Thank you to, you know, WJR for doing all of this and, you know, really helping to support military families. And, we're just very appreciative. And, thank you.
That's incredible. And, again, you're thanking us, but we're thanking you. I mean, this is one of those things where, like, a day like today is just for us to say thank you. Nobody asked for this. Nobody said, hey – we need X, Y, or Z. We wanted to do something for our military families. It just is a simple thank you, just a gesture for Christmas on Us. I am so humbled to sit across from you
Me
guys
too.
And just to hear your story and to hear what it's like when he's gone and when he's home too.
That's
he sounds like a great guy.
Mm-hmm. He's a good one.
Well, and you know, it's easy to get people to sponsor this, too, because the companies, the people that run these companies want to thank you all for your service. Should we mention some of them?
Please.
Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning and Insulation, Basements Plus, Calculus Foundation Repair and Waterproofing, CNC Heating and Air Conditioning, Chet's Cleaning, Guernsey Farms Dairy, Kearns Brothers, McFarland Painting, Metro Electric, Michigan Center for Fertility and Women's Health, Performance Remodeling, Shelby Mechanical, Shelving.com, Skyworks Equipment Rental, and Window World. Thank you all for what you've done.
Jeez, that's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people. It's a lot of people that want to help. And now go get an award-winning chocolate milk.
Will the girls say anything with a microphone?
Yeah.
Do you want to say Merry Christmas? We got a microphone.
You want to say Merry Christmas?
Can you say it?
Oh,
okay, she did it.
Mouth.
It was very quiet.
You want to say Merry Christmas?
What does Santa Claus say?
What does he say?
Ho, 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 ho. We're coming right back, 760 WJR. You would have thought I did this before. Stepping on the rejoin.
Too excited today.
Ryan Armani, Jamie Edmonds, JR Afternoon. It is our special Christmas on Us for Michigan Military Honoree Reception, the broadcast at Guernsey Farms Dairy. We are going to take a pause in this action and we are joined now by Alex Zilkowski. It is our Football Friday, our College Football Insider, brought to you by our friends at Skinny Butcher. And you can now get those portable protein dippers exclusively at Kroger and Meijer. Michigan companies teaming up to check them out in the refrigerated meat section. There you go. I'm not in studio, and I have all my discombobulated.
It's all up in the noggin.
All up in the dome. Alex, how are you, my friend? What a surreal day, first and foremost.
Yeah, I'm doing well, thanks, Justin. Yeah, it's been a completely hectic week, and no one saw this coming at all. And just talk about a completely wild week and one of the true dark hours of Michigan football here.
Alex, I said this in the morning. I said, I can't believe, you know, Wednesday morning he's preparing for the Citrus Bowl against Texas, and by that evening he's in jail. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah, just a whirlwind of a day. Sherrone Moore apparently was also even interviewing people to become the new quarterback's coach earlier that morning. And then, yeah, later that night ends up in jail. So a very sad situation all the way around and just a crazy turn of events.
Alex, what's next for Ward Manuel? So much speculation regarding him. I know there was a conference call yesterday in the Board of Regents and donors.
He survived that.
Is there a level of commitment beyond you know, this current investigation that's going on to Ward Manuel?
Yeah, so I honestly think one of the big reasons why she ultimately survived that conference call yesterday is just the fact that Michigan needs to hire a football coach. They have an interim president right now who isn't qualified for this. And even though there has been so many scandals in this athletic department over the years, priority number one for the good of the athletic department as a whole is finding a football coach. Because if you don't have a good football program, everything else gets messy at the University of Michigan. So I think he has a very short temporary leash to find a new coach and make a hire, and then I think he might be reevaluated later on in the spring.
Alex, how is the team? They do have a game in a couple of weeks. What is the word in Ann Arbor regarding the players? And, you know, Biff Poggi, of course, is the interim head coach there now. Is there any word coming out of Schembechler Hall on that reaction, the players' reaction to all of this? Because in the social media world specifically, it just seems like there have been crickets coming out of that place.
Well, my question also would be, has anyone decommitted?
Right.
So, yeah, it's been shockingly quiet out of the player front in Ann Arbor. On the recruiting front, Michigan's only had one player ask for release from their national letter of intent. So, that is a decent sign the recruiting process hasn't completely collapsed. But, yeah, no one has entered the portal yet from the player front either. So, but yeah, when it comes to preparation for the bowl game, I don't know how they can go about it regularly. And this is the biggest distraction they could possibly face in that regard. And, you know, there's just a sense, from what I've heard and from some talking to people, there's just kind of a sense of shock and disappointment among the players. And, I mean, how couldn't you end up feeling that way, right? It's the human nature of it all.
Talking to Alex Zilkowski, our college football insider, brought to you by our friends at Skinny Butcher. And Alex, I posted a video on Facebook earlier today, just like, in my opinion, until there's alignment at Michigan, I'm not even sure it matters who the coach is. I think if there's alignment at Michigan and everybody's on the same page, you can hire my neighbor and they would be successful at Michigan. Conversely, if you hired Nick Saban to be the head coach at Michigan and you had all the bickering and the infighting and the power playing and all of that that happens at Michigan a lot, a guy like Nick Saban probably wouldn't even be successful
I
there.
I think they need a huge splash name after what has happened.
They need somebody that is absolutely have a track record of success with the utmost character in the world. And is there anybody out there that you are hearing that fits the bill there?
I completely agree with your assessment there. I think Kalen DeBoer is the guy who he's thrown on. He's been kind of seen as a moving shot pick for Michigan where they were able to land him. He's had success everywhere he went, and I also think that he might be a guy who will be able to come in and really, again, get everyone in alignment, similar how Nick Saban did, because when he went to Alabama, that was a place that had so much booster involvement to the point where it's just meddling, the administration and infighting and stuff. So you're really going to need a good coach to come in and get some alignment, hopefully come and get a friendship with Dusty Mandelin, them, so your two biggest names in the department, help set things, straight. But, yeah, it's a messy situation right now.
It is interesting to me. I will fully admit, for whatever reason, Kalen DeBoer, he doesn't excite me at all.
That's not the splashy excitement.
I mean, it's not even splash. I don't even care if it's splash, but like he does, like, okay, Washington, he had a couple of good years there. He's rolling a little bit at Alabama now, but he did have three losses this year, so it's not like he's lit the world on fire at Alabama. I don't know why he doesn't do it for me.
What about Jesse Minter?
No, I want. First of all, in my opinion, Alex, and feel free to comment, I don't want anybody affiliated with any allegation whatsoever. And I think Minter is a guy in that Harbaugh era that, I think some stink follows that. And also I want a guy that's already been a head coach, a proven head coach. What do you make of Minter in that analysis of him?
Yeah, I think Minter wouldn't fit for a variety of reasons. One, I do think Michigan football should just completely start a new era, kind of Harbaugh era to bed here. And then he wasn't also the biggest recruiter back in his time in Ann Arbor, so that was some guy. I think Kalen DeBoer is someone people should be excited about. He did a really good job at Fresno State before he was a head coach and before he was at Washington. He did a great job with the Michael Penix Indiana teams as their offensive coordinator, and Indiana fell apart afterwards. So I think he'd be a really good name to get excited about. Then another one as well, who I think would be a very good hire, would be Kenny Dillingham at Arizona State. He was a great coordinator, Oregon's offensive coordinator, got Arizona State to the playoffs last year, is a great recruiter. So I think that'd be another name that people should be able to get excited about.
Well, Alex, you're a football insider, and there is a football game tomorrow. It's Army and Navy. Your thoughts?
What about
there?
Jeff Munkin? Bring him
maybe
here.
maybe some people here care
yes,
about this game.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah, I mean Army Navy's won the best games in college football. Every year you see, you know, two just great option-based offenses dueled out, and the games are just shrouded in tradition and stuff. The two programs are so similar that any given year you don't really know who's going to come out ahead. Me personally, my pick, I think Navy's going to pull it out. I think they've just had a really good two-year run here, and their offense is really unique and creative given all the things they have to deal with. So I personally think the Midshipmen are going to win tomorrow.
He is the college. He is the Mel Kiper. You throw anything at him. I mean, this guy is a seventh-round pick. He weighs 200.
He knows it all.
My goodness, the encyclopedia that is Alex Zilkowski. We're happy to have him here. We'll be listening on Sunday night as well. Alex, thanks so much, my friend. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. We'll talk to you again next week, buddy.
All right. Talk to you then. Thanks, Eric.
You got it. Alex Zilkowski, our College Football Insider, brought to you by our friends at Skinny Butcher. Don't go anywhere. Hour number two straight ahead. Jamie Edmonds, Ryan Armani, JR Afternoon at 760 WJR. And welcome in hour number two of the program here on 760 WJR. Hopefully everybody is driving into the weekend. Maybe you've got a party. Maybe you've got some shopping to get done. Maybe you're going to go have a holiday cocktail, whatever the case may
all
be.
All of the above.
All of it. Hopefully you're doing it safely and with people you love. And we love a lot of people here at Guernsey Farms Dairy. It is our annual Christmas on Us. For Michigan Military Honoree Reception, Jamie Edmonds, Ryan Armani. Jamie, it is so great to be sitting next to you.
Same.
This is very cool to be able to co-host with you, and very cool to sit across the table from Karen Kinville and Joe Kinville here at Guernsey Farms. Welcome. Thanks for having us.
No, welcome. Yes.
No, thanks for having us. How's it going?
It's going great.
Wonderful.
Absolutely. Now,
Karen's dad started this whole thing.
Youngest of 14. What was it like to be a kid, youngest of 14?
Well, they seem to think that I was spoiled, but I don't think so.
But your dad started this when? In
1940.
1940.
Wow. And it's been in the family this whole time. You're third generation running this?
Correct, yep.
That's the family behind Guernsey Farms when you open the case in the grocery store.
And we talk about the family part of this. This is such a Michigan tradition. It's a Michigan staple. It's a Michigan company. It's a Michigan family. And I know that it means something to you, Joe.
Yeah, it sure does. This tradition here with Christmas on Us coming to the dairy has become very cool for us. We're happy to have you guys. Family is very important to us. As you say, every time you open up the door at the grocery store and buy a gallon of milk that has a Guernsey label on it, there was somebody with family that either brought it to you, made it, packaged it, sold it on the phone. There's a fourth generation family member sitting over there at the bar. Family is very important to us.
What does a day like this mean? You mentioned the Christmas on Us broadcast and seeing all the families and the kids and the service members, the families. What does that mean to you?
It means a lot. We're happy to be here after 85 years. What we can do for these families behind us who do so much for us is very important to us. It truly is. And we're happy to be here doing it, and hope we can continue to do it in the future.
Karen, can you believe how far this has come since your dad started this? I mean, we have the official lemonade of Mackinac Island. You have award-winning chocolate milk that my daughter Olivia co-signs. She loves it. Just in this restaurant and the dairy and all of it.
I just know for sure my mom and dad up there in heaven are happy as can be. They're so proud of all of us working so hard together and making it work.
Making it grow and continuing to evolve.
Exactly.
And meeting the needs of different generations of people. And Joe, I know that's something that's a big part of what you're doing here. And you look around, you see the old, but you also see the new and the bar and everything like that. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Thank you very much. It's certainly as much as things have changed over the years. We had just talked about, you know, what it's like in 1985 and 1940. Really not much has changed in the dairy industry. We take milk from a cow, we pasteurize it, we put it in a carton, and we take it to the store. But
what's the key to milking a cow?
Oh, wait, hold on. Okay, answer that, and then we'll go.
What's the key to milking a cow?
Well, you have to talk to a farmer about that. So we just...
It's a different operation
it
here,
is, yeah.
Ryan.
It Man.
Is. I'll tell
it
you is. What has changed since 1961. This is the original menu. Look at those prices. A cheeseburger was 30 cents.
Where does that hang here? Is that on the wall? Do people mistake that for the actual menu?
They do. It's right on the board as you walk in there. So there have been people that missed that decimal point by the 30. They think that they're walking into a restaurant that has a $30 cheeseburger. So we're not there yet.
And we hope we're not going to get there.
Yeah. Thankfully. But, yeah, it kind of just goes to, like, the nostalgia of this place. We have an authentic story to tell. We really did have a menu where there was a 30-cent cheeseburger in the 60s when my mom was working the soda bar back in the corner. So, yeah, like I said, we have a lot of history here. It's authentic, and we're happy to be here doing it.
Karen, how proud of you are of Joe are you? Because, you know, so many different family businesses, it's some point – that lineage stops, or at some point it you know moves on or evolves. What is it?
Over the moon. It's awesome. My nephews, my other son, Joe. It's like I don't ever want to retire because it's blast.
Family, yeah.
We're a family, and we're just doing such a good job. And I'm just so proud of them. Absolutely so proud of them.
Ask her how many grandkids she has.
How many grandkids do you
have? I have 18 grandchildren.
18? What is Thanksgiving like?
Oh, we just had Thanksgiving. Wait till Christmas. Yikes.
You what buy 18 gifts?
What is Christmas like?
Times like 8. Yeah. It's fun. And the kids just have so much fun together, and they play good. They're all close in age. The oldest is 9.5.
Joe, what's the best part about working with family, and what's the worst part about it?
I was going to say the best part about it is working with family, and the worst part about it is working with family. We all have a very common goal, which I think that kind of unites us as a family. Everybody here is that's family, even if it's not blood related. A lot of our staff has been here for a long time, and everybody has the common goal of doing our best to make sure that we're giving a good experience to the customer, to the person at the grocery store going to buy an eggnog, to the person sitting in our restaurant eating a chicken sandwich. We treat them all the same. We treat them like family. So
over 80 flavors of ice cream. Do you have a favorite?
My favorite changes pretty regularly, only because I do, as my grandpa said, just try everything in moderation, right? So don't go get a double scoop every day, just a spoonful every day. So I go get a different spoonful usually every day. And I think, you know, right now my favorite is probably our berry bits and choco chips, which was formerly Tilt-A-Swirl.
Okay.
So it's a good one. They're all good. You can't go wrong. We got too many to choose from, really.
You look great, by the way. If I owned an ice cream shop or worked even at one, I mean, I'd be like 500 pounds.
Well, this is a former football player. He knows how to
But still, I've seen 500-pound former football players before.
That's the whole moderation thing. Yeah. One spoonful.
Teach me.
Well, bringing it back, you are a family business. We are here at Guernsey Farms, and we are looking at all these military families here. You must look forward to this day to host all of these families, and some of their family members aren't here because they're serving us.
Yeah. It's marvelous, and we really do appreciate the service that they have done for us. You know, this is one of my favorite days,
yeah,
besides
truly.
St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, it really is an honor to be able to host this event, have you guys here, have these military families here, and be able to do what we can to help them have a good Christmas. You know, the ultimate sacrifice, the sacrifice period is so important to celebrate that. So we're certainly happy to be able to do that.
Joe, I know you're a big football fan. Lions, Rams this weekend. Yeah, I think what is your vision for the Lions moving forward here?
Oh, man, Lions all day. We got to protect the quarterback. We got to get the run game going. We got to create some turnovers. And
simple stuff.
Just the simple
just
stuff.
Just right. All those things.
Again, like as we talk about milk, like when you're making milk 40 years ago as opposed to today, it's the same. When we're playing Little League football as opposed to you know, the NFL football, you got to block, tackle, you got to do all those things. They just got to do it a little bit better.
Create a couple of turnovers, no doubt
Stafford.
About it.
Get to Stafford.
That's Joe right. Kinville, Karen Kinville, thank you so much for having us out. It means the world to us to be able to be here and sit across from you and be – feel like part of the family as well. So we are coming right back, ladies and gentlemen, from Guernsey Farms Dairy for our annual Christmas on Us broadcast. It's 760 WJR. And we are back here live. JB, this is an incredible day. And again, I've said it a couple of times. It's so great to sit next to you and share this day with you and share the airwaves with you.
We've never shared the airwaves
I know,
before. We've been competing airwaves right, before. So this is nice.
It is nice. It is nice. And one of the great parts about today is I think I could speak for you and all of our listeners, the appreciation we have for our servicemen and women, our military, our veterans, our active military and their families is so deep. And that's what today is all about, this Christmas on Us broadcast at Guernsey Farms Dairy. And we're going to introduce you now to U.S. Air Force veteran Sergeant Thomas Bilarski.
Barilski.
Sergeant Barilski.
He was so
I had
close.
One job. I had
he was
one
so
job.
So close.
Oh, my gosh. Of Livonia, Michigan. Barilski. Sergeant Barilski. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
He's kind of surprised he's here.
Yeah, I was just going to say. Tell me about that.
Well, I didn't have a clue. I've never heard of this before. And the last Friday, I was visiting the Air Force Museum in Dayton, Ohio, on Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. And my cousin sent me a text. 5 minutes later, Ron from WJR called, and here I am.
Your cousin, Jeff
Kolarik.
Kolarik.
That one's right. Hard, too. Yeah.
That one's hard, too.
But he nominated you, and that part, what does that mean?
That means you? A lot to yeah. me. I mean, he's a guy that he's a lot younger than me, and he's the one cousin that visits me all the time, you know, takes me out. We meet for breakfast. He's just a great guy. He really is. And I'm so proud to have him as a cousin.
What he wrote about you mm-hmm. is that you are a lifelong dog lover.
Yep.
You've been involved with Humane Society. You're an unselfish, caring man. You lost your spouse, Margaret, several years ago. Since then, you found fellowship in an active social life, including outings and travel with other seniors and service members. Is that true?
That's pretty much it, yeah.
Tell me about your service and years you served and some of your experiences while in the service.
Okay, well, I joined in 1966. I had graduated a year earlier from Catholic Central High School, tried Wayne State for a year. That didn't work out too well. So I joined the Air Force to stay out of the Army. And somehow I wound up in a security service, and they taught me Morse code, and I spent those 4 years copying Russian Morse code all over the planet.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
I kind of want to know what you intercepted. Yeah. Are we allowed to ask that?
It was top secret then, and you were sworn never to talk about it. Now everything's on the internet. I mean, it's all obsolete.
Right.
You know? It was mostly Russians sending code numbers, mostly tracking aircraft, because back then we didn't have satellites. Mm. Everything that they did now is on your phone.
Right.
It's rather simple, but it was just where an airplane was, they would send out the numbers telling you where it was at, and you'd just follow along. And then there was a lot of war games being played and all that between the U.S. and them. But, you know.
There's still games being played.
There's still being
games
being
played. But we don't have to get into that today.
No, we don't have to get into that.
You know, one of the things when Jamie was reading what your cousin wrote about you, you know, talking about losing your spouse several years ago,
right.
When in you have an active social life and you are continuing to go out there, I feel like that is such a big part of service as well in the military. You, no matter what, you keep moving forward. No matter what is going on, you keep moving forward. And it sounds like that is a mindset for you as well.
I had to do it. Maybe my situation was a little different because she died suddenly, but I was a caregiver for her mm-hmm. for 6 years because she couldn't walk or talk after a stroke. Mm-hmm. And so I was ready to get out.
Yeah.
Okay. And I went to Angela Hospice grief sessions. Mm-hmm. I met a whole group of people there who I still have lunch with once a month. Mm-hmm. Met them last night. The women from work adopted me that I previously worked with. So there's a lot of different groups that I joined. Then I discovered a travel club out of the Livonia Senior Center, mm-hmm. and I've been traveling all around the country. About 5 or 6 years ago, I was sitting on a bus. A young lady was sitting next to me, and we've been together ever since.
I love that. I love that. But again, you get
Rosemary.
Out.
That's Rosemary.
That's Rosemary.
It would be easy to stay inside
right.
and watch TV all day or whatever the case may be. But, you know, we talk to – I do a thing on Mondays with Dr. Michael Lutz from the Michigan right. Men's Health Foundation. It's called Men's Health Monday. And he has a saying that I love so much. People say you only live once. And he says, BS. You only die once. You live every day. So treat each day as a gift, and you know, continue to go out there and live, and you are a model of doing that.
You have to do that. I mean, it's hard for some guys, but I mean, you know, you see a lot of guys, you have the breakfast with other guys. I mean, that's great. You have to get out. You got to find new things to do. Staying in that house and watching those four walls is not a way to live.
No, it's not. Well, we want to give you today a gift package. And, you know, perhaps maybe you can even give this.
You
can
re-gift.
What I previously heard, there's a lot of grandchildren that some of these women have that will benefit from it.
Okay. Oh, that's fantastic. So you're going to get a sterling silver bracelet courtesy of Ahe Jewelers. Perhaps you can gift that to somebody that's
over
sitting
your
next
shoulder.
To you.
I think so.
And we are going to give you some. Actually, since you want the toys, we're giving you the toys.
I'll take the toys.
You want
he knows kids.
He's got all those kids.
There's plenty.
Absolutely. You're going to take the toys. Tickets to the Magic of Lights drive-through holiday display at Pine Knob, which is a great thing. I don't know if you've ever been there. And $1,450 in spending money, courtesy of our generous Christmas on Us sponsors.
I really appreciate it. On behalf of all the vets, thank you very much for what you're doing.
Oh, that's okay. So
I love
sweet.
That. What would you say? What would you say?
My question was going to be to the younger generation.
Yes.
I read the book, The Greatest Generation.
Reading our minds, man.
Yeah, The Greatest Generation. I read it. And sometimes I think, do we have those same kind of people these days? Do you think so?
I think so.
They certainly are here. Right.
They're here
room.
Today. So you know they're out there. You can't just go by what's on TikTok and Twitter and all that.
Right. You know, it's funny. You talk about getting out. And I think this is an important point. You talk about getting out and seeing people and seeing so much of our opinions about anything are shaped by what we see on our phones or what we see in the headlines or in a 10-second TikTok.
Right.
When you get out and meet people, when you get out and see families, when you get out and see the work that people are doing, that is a much different feeling than what you may see or read on some social media post.
Definitely. You've got to have conversation. You just can't go by a headline. Anybody can post anything, but, you know, talking to people is more important.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah. Sergeant Barilski says that there are people out there who want to serve this country, and there are good people out there, too.
Yes.
And so get off your phone and go talk to them.
That's right.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here. Do you have a message for anybody out there that potentially is thinking about a career in service?
I know one young man, and I believe he's already signed up to join the Army. He just graduated from Concordia University, and I wish him well.
That's fantastic. Aww. Because you talk about interesting, too, the, hey, man, college, it was not for me.
I went back.
And is that a little bit of shade you threw at the Army when you said I'd rather join the Air Force? You wanted to avoid the Army. I'm going to the Air Force.
Well, the Army meant I'd be in the jungle instead. Yeah.
Instead, you're going to read Morse code.
That's right.
Well, fantastic. Thank you so much. U.S. Air Force veteran Sergeant Thomas Barilski.
Got it perfect.
Got it. And we've got some eggnog here. How about some eggnog?
Yeah, cheers to the eggnog. Cheers. Try it.
I think it's just us, though. We got to get some for the great Sergeant Barilski. All right, well, you got it, Sergeant. We're going to meet another family coming up next. We're having a lot of fun out here at Guernsey Farms.
You might struggle with this name, too.
Stankovich. The Stankovich family. Is the Stankovich family here?
Is that right?
We'll talk.
Oh,
he did it. See, she put me on the spot. The chemistry is off the charts already. Jamie Edmonds, Ryan Armani, JR Afternoon, 760 WJR. You know, so many times we see a service member wearing a uniform, and people like me, who have never served before, can't even imagine the lives that you live, the work that you do, the sacrifice you make, the commitment you make. And today is all about honoring our men and women who serve this country. It is our Christmas on Us for Michigan Military Honorees Reception. And joining us now is the Stankovich family. And yes, Jamie, I said it correctly, didn't I?
I'm really proud of you, Ryan. You got it right.
Thank you.
You are 2 for 4.
Hey, I'm in the Hall of Fame if we're playing baseball then. The Stankovich family of Schwartz Creek, Michigan, including active U.S. Army Master Sergeant Tim Stankovich and his wife, U.S. Army veteran Sergeant Joanna as well. Thank you both so much for being here. Thank you both for your commitment to this country, and thank you both for your service.
Thank you for having us.
Let me start with you, Tim, because your lifelong friend, Josh, the founder of Vet Life and host from Glory Days, Veterans Edition show on WJR, 6 p.m. on Sundays. You can hear that. Josh nominated you and Joanna to be honored here today. And I'm just wondering what that means to you.
Oh, it means a lot. Josh has done a lot of stuff in the past for us. He actually stood in our wedding 5 years ago. So it's always nice having a friend like that looking out for us. So
you were a part of big flashpoints in our country's history. The first is 9/11. COVID was another one. And it just when something happens in the country, you get called and you go toward the danger.
Yeah, actually, for all 5 of my deployments, I volunteered for all 5. So I figured if I have an option to pick where I'm going than getting voluntold, I'd rather do that. So.
Right, the volunteer and the voluntold, two different things. Joanna, talk to me about your service as well. Military, police, you served the country as well. Please tell me about your service.
Yeah, I did 8 years as a military police officer, did 2 deployments to Afghanistan and a short trip to Egypt.
That's not a short trip.
Yeah. What is that like when you are overseas? What are those nights like? What are those days like? What is that work like when you think back?
The routine, the service, the honor. It was a good experience. It was something I had always wanted to do out of high school. I did a few years of college. I had a laugh earlier with the previous gentleman about how he did 1 year of college and then he didn't, he decided to join the Air Force. That was me. I did 3 years of college and I was like, nope, I want to join the Army, and I'm glad I did.
What is that camaraderie like as well when you're overseas or when you're on a mission or you have a job? What is that camaraderie like with all of you?
I think that's probably the most important thing, and I think that's why both of us really enjoyed it too. When you get a group of people that do everything together. They eat together. They usually work together. They usually sleep somewhat near each other. I think that was always the big thing.
You become family.
Yeah. I was a squad leader when Joanna and me deployed to Afghanistan, and my squad was probably yes, I'm going to say they're the best squad, but a lot of other people thought they were good.
Joanna's shaking her head no.
She was in another platoon, so she didn't understand how good we were.
He was an awesome squad.
We just did everything together. Not that we were forced to do everything together. We just enjoyed time together with each other. So
the time around 9/11 I want to ask you about, because such a flashpoint in our country's history. Tell me about 9/11 and what you did after that.
We actually went down, we got down to the Pentagon, I want to say March of, 2002?
Yes.
And we spent a year down there, so the security force that's at the Pentagon was shorthanded, they amped up the security. So they brought in the military police, and it was funny looking back on it now, we actually, all of us got asked if we wanted to stay down there as security, which was a federal job. But when I was 20 years old, I hate the big city. I'm a youper, so I wanted to go home. But we had the opportunity to go stay there full time as the same. You go through the same training as Border Patrol. Mm-hmm. So you could have transferred out of there to any Border Patrol spot with the train that you would have gotten.
No kidding.
Yeah. Now I look back at it, kind of wish I would have done something like that. But no, I'm glad I didn't.
So
I want to know, when you go to Afghanistan or you go to Cuba, I mean, what do you learn about other places and how wonderful our country is?
It's a culture shock.
Yeah.
That's for sure. I came back so grateful for what we have here in the States, and it's definitely different.
Yeah. You know, other countries like force people to go do a deployment for a year or whatever, but you certainly learn about the world that way and then appreciate what you have maybe a little bit more.
For sure.
I think the one thing is she's not admitting she still loves Afghanistan food. anytime we see that type of food or culture.
So what is it?
Taboon.
Yeah. Well, that's Mediterranean.
Mediterranean type.
There was a good restaurant out in Lansing that we visited. I'm all about that Middle Eastern
food.
I love it.
Tell me, Joanna, you've got your hands full here as well because you've got Shepherd. Yeah. Shepherd is how old?
He'll be 2 end of March.
Oh my gosh, he is so cute. We haven't got to the point where I can hold him yet, but I'm working on it.
He is staring at you.
I know. What's going to happen?
I mean,
he would probably walk around towards you and then see one of these cords and yank on it. So.
Well, let's wait till after the segment. Yeah.
So, two older brothers? Two older siblings?
Brother and sister.
Brother and sister. Yep. Two older siblings. How do they beat you up or do they love you? Or what is that? What is the dynamic there?
A little bit of Shepherd?
They torment him pretty good in a loving way, though. Like they're both hockey players, so they roughhouse with him quite a bit.
I mentioned his siblings, and he looked at me like, I don't know about you guy.
But he loves it when they come over because he gets all excited and stuff. So they're not beating him up too bad.
Okay,
well, do you think you could use sterling silver and blue topaz earrings courtesy of Ahe Jewelers? How about toys? For anyone, courtesy of Warren Consolidated Schools, tickets to the Magic of Lights drive-through holiday display at Pine Knob, and a total of $1,450 in spending money courtesy of our generous Christmas on Us sponsors. How about that?
That's amazing. Yeah. Thank you.
Yes. Congratulations. Oh, yes.
Shepherd's clapping.
Way to go, Shepherd. Stankovic family, thank you both for your service to this country. Thank you both for being here.
Appreciate it.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and go USA.
Yes.
Right? Go USA.
Thank you.
All right, we are coming right back here from Guernsey Farms. We're going to wrap it up. Steve Courtney is going to join us next. Don't go anywhere. Mitch Album Show coming up top of the hour as well. 760 WJR. The impact this day had on me is pretty immeasurable, and I know, Jamie, you feel the same way. This is a pretty spectacular day out here. Very humbling to be a part of something like this.
Absolutely. Talking to these folks who give up so much, their families give up so much, just for us in our country, we're happy to be here and talk to them and hear their stories.
No doubt
about
it.
And I'm 2 for 2 on the babies.
Yes, you are. They actually like you, too.
Actually.
Well, I think the problem, every time I try to, like, hold a baby, they always scream and cry and try to, like,
well,
get away
you.
From me. Right?
You do you.
I guess so, Jamie Edmonds. I guess so. I don't know about you. Maybe they like you better, Steve Courtney. How you doing, buddy? So great to be with you and so great
just
to spend
small,
some time.
Just a small little sports story for Steve to talk
with
about.
You yesterday as well at the Radiothon.
Yeah, between what y'all are doing today and – of course, the Midget Say Detroit Radiothon yesterday, I'm just feeling a lot of love. And there's no better feeling, I'll point out.
This
conversation,
time of year,
by the way, my friends, brought to you by the Performance Remodeling Sweepstakes, the $100,000 window of opportunity sweepstakes. Indeed, that is a lot of dough. Call 586-540-6000 or visit windowsroofingsiding.com for more details. The Performance Remodeling $100,000 window of opportunity sweepstakes. All right, Ryan, Jamie, we've got some Lion stuff coming up here. But we know, in sport and or otherwise, we have seen people implode. What we have witnessed with Sherrone Moore is second to none. I'll just point that out. He was arraigned today, as everyone knows, in Washtenaw County, facing charges of third-degree home invasion, stalking, and breaking and entering. And I found it to be interesting during the proceedings, prosecutors stated that Mr. Moore and the victim had an intimate relationship for a number of years. And by now, everyone knows what goes along with this very, very sad story. As a matter of fact, Ryan, we were talking at the Radiothon yesterday about some things that have come out. I read today an OnlyFans model stated that Sherrone Moore slid into her DMs during halftime. Let me slow down.
Too.
during halftime of the Ohio State game.
I saw it. I saw it, too. It's
Are we taking this girl's word as gold, though?
There's just so much smoke, Jamie. That's the problem. I mean, it's, you know, this is just the one people know about.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one that people are reporting on. There's several others, I believe, or at least that I've heard.
And apparently, when she went to Ann Arbor a couple days ago with receipts, as the story goes, there's no way around it from what I understand. Moore's bond, by the way, was set at $25,000. He must wear a GPS tether, undergo mental health treatment, and have absolutely no contact with the victim. And, you know, I'm sorry, I just can't stop thinking about Sharon Moore's family, right. His wife and his three young daughters. This has got to be the most brutal of happenings for them. They did absolutely nothing, and they will live with this for the rest of their collective lives. And, you know, you bring the victim in. She certainly knew when this sordid affair began what the situation was. So, in my opinion, she's rather complicit. We don't know exactly what the story is behind it, how it began, why it began, whatever the case may be. I'm sure we will find out in due time. But for Michigan as a university, certainly the football program, you know, yeah, they're going to be looking for a new coach, but this one's going to take a while, you guys.
Steve, regardless if it was just this one woman or several more women, I mean, cheating on your wife is not a crime by the law. Sharon Moore allegedly made it a crime when he decided during a mental health episode or a mental health crisis or not to, according to the prosecutors, barge into this woman's apartment, grab knives and scissors, and say, I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to make you watch me. You ruined my life.
To which I said, he ruined his own life.
That's right.
He made these decisions the position he was in.
100%. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. And that's where the criminal part of this comes in. I do believe he got an absolute break today in Washtenaw Court. I do believe this won't even go to trial. I don't think he will serve any jail time. I think this will be pled out or however. I'm no lawyer, but I don't think this will see any type of trial or anything like that. This is going to get pleaded out, and then he'll have some time or an opportunity to repair his life. But there's so many different parallel stories going on here. One, you can't even believe that you're seeing what you're seeing. Two, what's Michigan do next? Three, how does something like this happen? And you continue to go on from there. But, yeah, I mean, Sharon Moore destroyed generational wealth for his family and a lot of other things.
Well, his first and foremost, the family thing. And, again, I'm going to ask this question out loud because you're right. Infidelity in and of itself is not against the law. But in my mind's eye, my question is, do these people actually have an idea anywhere along the way that this is going to work out absolutely brilliantly?
Never worked out
because
good
it never
for anybody.
Does really.
It never one time did it ever work out good for anybody, and that was one of the issues here. According to what happened in court today, she tried to break up with him, and he essentially, as it was alleged in court, would not let her break up with him.
There's a stalking charge.
So that's what the stalking charge is.
Right.
That's right, Jamie. That's exactly right.
Texts and phone calls and voicemails. And,
yeah.
Just a really ugly, ugly deal. Let's switch topics, shall we? Your Honolulu Blue and Silver Detroit Lions will be in the City of Angels Sunday afternoon, 4:25, as a matter of fact, to face the top of the NFC Rams. They're 10-3. Lions going in at 8-5. All of a sudden, the Lions now a 6-point underdog. Is it a must win? Well, I'll just make it simple. Lions with 4 games left. If they win out, they will be in the NFL's postseason. If there's a loss along the way, their chances of qualifying go down drastically. So what it comes down to, and I don't want to oversimplify it here, the Packers, a 68% chance right now to win the NFC North. So when you take a look at what's going on schedule-wise, if the Lions were to lose hypothetically somewhere between now and their regular season finale against the Bears, how important would that game be at Soldier Field?
It's going to come down to the wire. The Rams.
It's going to come down to the end, after Steve. We hate to cut you off, but he has to read a lot of sponsors about Christmas on us, but we love you.
Steve,
well,
I love you.
Well, my friends, you have a great weekend, and it's always a pleasure.
Always, my friend. We love you. Hey, I want to thank everybody here, including Amnesty, Air Duct Cleaning and Insulation, Basements Plus, Calculus Foundation Repair and Waterproofing, C&C Heating and Air Conditioning, Chet's Cleaning, Guernsey Farms Dairy, Kearns Brothers.
McFarland Painting, Metro Electric, Michigan Center for Fertility and Women's Health, Performance Remodeling, Shelby Mechanical, Shelving.com, Skyworks Equipment Rental, and Window World.
Jamie Edmonds, you're the best.
You're the best.
Great to co-host with you. Thanks to everybody. Christmas on us. The Mitch Albom Show is next on 760 WJR.